The Defence Force is changing the access rules for mining companies in the Woomera area, which has been used for weapons testing. Mining companies are now negotiating a temporary agreement for access to the potentially lucrative minerals at the site, while longer-term legislation goes before the Federal Parliament. But one company has just sold its tenements, saying the Defence Force is impossible to work with. Tom Nightingale reports.
The Woomera Prohibited Area is a globally unique and isolated region where the latest missiles and explosives are tested. It's also a potentially rich mining zone. The South Australian Resources Minister, Tom Koutsantonis.
We think it's one of the largest unlocked areas of mineral wealth in the nation. We think it's, in terms of its land mass, it's the size of England.
A federal government study concluded $35 billion worth of minerals are buried beneath the Woomera Prohibited Area. It makes up 13% of South Australia. More critically, it's about a third of a geological area known as the Gawler Crater, rich in minerals, which also includes the potentially massive Olympic Dam mine. The South Australian Minister, Tom Koutsantonis, again.
The Gawler Crater is a geological anomaly that we think holds vast reserves of uranium, copper and gold. In terms of copper, about 70% of Australia's copper reserves are in the WPA. 40% of the world's uranium reserves around Olympic Dam, we think there's more than WPA. It's just crazy to have this place excluded.
It's only in the past decade or so that higher commodity prices made it more viable to mine at the depths of the deposits in the Woomera area. At the same time, the Defence Force stepped up its use of the area as Australia's military commitments increased. Mining companies are now going through the paperwork and have a few weeks to lodge submissions. But one company has recently sold its tenement in the area because of what it says was an increasingly unworkable relationship with the Defence Force.
We didn't have much trouble at all over the years until about 2007, 2008.
Tony Belperio from Minotaur Exploration.
When Department of Defence started getting a lot more pushy and officious about access, that culminated in Minotaur actually being held to ransom and eventually evicted from our tenements.
Okay, is this anything perhaps to do with who Minotaur is owned by, or perhaps the Japanese partners that you mentioned?
No, it was something that was happened to all the explorers at about that time. Basically, from our point of view, it appears if the Department of Defence got a bit worried about it was about too many companies coming on and exploring.
The government will take submissions on the plan until mid-June.
Tom Nightingale reporting, and AM did contact the Defence Force for a response but didn't receive a reply.